because, you know, even in our newsroom discussions, it gets convoluted. There's been all this publicity lately or talk about, you know, the Julie Williams and her son and the videotape and is it a lie? Isn't it a lie? That kind of thing. And so, number one, I guess one of the things I wanted to have you talk about is the ballot question just the question itself is not entirely accurate. But wanted
it
to,
never is.
You know. No, I wanted to talk to you about just sort of like set the record straight. So one of the things I wanted to ask you is, without getting into the, you know, the videotape involving Julie Williams, and I know you may not want to talk about things specifically, but all of the board members who are up for recall, all of their children have essentially, by the very people I think who are supposed to be protecting and, you know, educating our children, they're the ones who are bringing the kids into it. Is that fair?
You know, it is. I'm going to preface this by reminding everyone that I'm speaking for myself, not for the Board of Education.
Okay.
And, you know, it's absolutely the case that passions run high in education. And it's unfortunate when our educators get involved in the passion and bring students into it instead of keeping it outside and in the dialogue off the school grounds. Now, I can't speak to particulars around any other board member's children, and I wouldn't presume to, but I would certainly encourage you to feel free to probe into that with them.
Right. Well, I know, you know, for instance, one of the other board members had to move his kids from the school. I know there have been threats. There's been vandalism. There have been, you know, and there are police reports out there that back
it. Well, I remember there were some threats to your kids, weren't there?
Yes.
Okay.
That all got handled, quite honestly. I don't want to go into that too much. I think the unfortunate fact is that as these kinds of dialogues happen about education, particularly as a union brings those who are actually delivering the education into the fray, if you will, unfortunately, there is some spillover into classrooms. And, of course, it's never appropriate for our students to be brought into this kind of a thing.
Well, the students are pawns. I went to the Good News Breakfast, the annual event in Jeffco, 2 years ago, and we were regaled, I guess that's our word. The children were tramped in, put up on the stage to sing "To Her with Love" for the superintendent who was leaving. It was an amazing slave labor effort. I mean, I was repulsed by it. I really was repulsed, and they were using the kids because she was very pro-union, and they brought them out. But I was amazed by that.
Yeah, and it is unfortunate. I spoke with one of our students just yesterday evening, who was on the street and had called me to tell me about his experience being on the street with those holding recall signs, you know, flipping him off and giving him a good deal of verbal abuse and crowding him and all
right.
This. And, of course, they probably didn't know it, but they were doing this to one of our very students who was there wanting to see this education reform continue.
Well, and, you know, and that's sort of once